welcome back. You know, I wanted to talk about Brittany Bowe and Aaron Jackson because, you know, you think about what it means to give up your right to skate for a gold medal for a friend, and how do you make the world better? And we're talking about elections, and this is how power is, you know, changes from generation to generation, election to election. We've always had a system where when you lost, you walked away. And we're at this place now, and we're at this place in Wisconsin, and we have to ask each other, you know, what are we really going to be doing? Why is it that Speaker Voss, wannabe King Voss, would go to such great lengths to put his friend and other people in jail? I mean, he's out there saying probably committed a crime. You know, what is the motive behind this? Well, it's tied to the attack on the Election Commission staff. This is my opinion. These are my opinions only. It's not the opinions of the station. This is the opinions of attorney Mark Thompson. You know, Megan Wolf is recognized around the country as a leading thinker, a leader in elections on how to conduct them fairly, safely, and more than that, securely. You know, when she got into this, you know, the fear was Russian hacking. You know, that was the big fear back in 2016.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And, you know, she's completely, her job is to run these elections. She's nonpartisan. Her staff is nonpartisan. Well, Voss, King Voss, wannabe King Voss, he says for Megan Wolf to resign. Not only Megan, but the commissioners. So what is the reason why? Well, number one is, if Megan Wolf resigns, then eventually somebody has to replace her as the administrator. And this is a little, you know, in the weeds, but this is really important for Wisconsin citizens and the folks in the country to be aware of. If she would resign, and she said no way she's going to resign, she's going to stay here and do her job. But if she would resign, then her spot would be filled by a partisan. And why is it that King Voss not only wants to, you know, be involved with counting the votes, but he also wants to be there running in position of making the rules, rules that he can't pass laws and he can't get the governor to sign? And this is all part of a concerted attack on this nonpartisan body that is based on, you know, all these different actions. One big attack, right? We all know about the Gableman, mm-hmm. former Justice Gableman, his whole insight, his whole attack, his whole review. Remember Senator Kathy Bernier, a Republican, called it a charade. Well, this charade is going to continue. We had a big, big ruling today by a judge out of Dane County. It's a very important ruling. The judge ruled that Megan Wolf had standing, which means that she has the right to object to the process by which Gableman is going to be subpoenaing her.
Yeah.
And this is really the part of it is, why is Gableman going after this? We've had an audit that said there was no crime. There's no fraud. The election was legit. Frankly, we got Senator Ron Johnson, who just announced he's going to run for a third term as senator, even though he promised he would never run for a third term. But what's really important and why I bring Senator Johnson up tonight is he is the one who said out loud, President Trump lost. And President Trump lost because he didn't get enough Republican votes that other Republicans got. So we know that he lost. Dean Knutson, he said, look, Donald Trump lost. These are Republicans. They all know he lost. But why is there this continuing attack? It is to overwhelm folks. It's to overwhelm folks. And I want everybody to watch. These subpoenas are going to go forward. Megan Wolf is going to testify. But everyone has to be aware of what's going on behind the scenes. They are trying to overwhelm and demoralize election workers, nonpartisan election workers, the folks that actually do the work on election day. And remember, Wannabe King Voss is spending our dollars, our taxpayer dollars, on this charade, $700,000 and counting. At a time when our schools are in need of dollars, at a time when folks are struggling with the pandemic, we're out here chasing this illusion, this big, big, big lie. It is crucial for all of us at this point in time to look at what we can do together. What is it that we can do together to form a more perfect union? I encourage you, jump on up front. I want you to watch the interview of Speaker Voss. I want you to watch him double down on his fellow Republican and threaten him with defamatory statements. Dean Knutson is not a criminal. And ask yourself and ask your neighbors, do we really want this wannabe king making the decisions? And then I want you to go watch the interview of Brittany Bowe and Aaron Jackson and look at that sacrifice of Brittany Bowe to form a more perfect union so we win more medals collectively as the USA in Beijing. And ask yourselves, which side are you on? It is really, really crucial that we all decide what we can do